We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
You'll notice this. This is incredible. Look what the Bible says. Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. I believe that in this passage of Scripture, we find the wonderful truth of God's redemptive work for every nation. And the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians. That speaks of a civil war. And they shall fight everyone against his brother and everyone against his neighbor. City against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek to the idols and to the charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. And the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up. And they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brook of defense shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags shall wither, and the paper reeds by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishers shall also shall mourn, and all they that cast angle into the brooks shall lament, and they shall spread nets upon the waters, shall languish. Moreover, they that wax in fine flax, and they that weave networks shall be confounded, and they shall be broken in the purposes thereof. All that make sluices and ponds for fish. Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we look at your word this morning. I pray you would give us understanding and direction as we find principle for our life. And Lord, I pray that you would, by your spirit, Lord, lead us to make good decisions and give me the words to say. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I know that I'm not able or capable of helping anyone. It's your word that makes a difference. And so, Lord, I pray you would direct my thoughts and my mouth, that I would say the right words, Lord, to bring you glory and you honor. And I pray, Lord, you would have your way in this message this morning. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Egypt was one of the great powers of its day. It was a nation that Israel had to deal with time and time again within its history. Egypt had been the enemy of Israel, and at times Egypt had been a refuge for Egypt or for Israel, and sometimes Egypt offered a tempting but ungodly alliance to Israel. Egypt was known for their abundant idol worship. We notice in this passage of Scripture that God's judgment comes upon this people. And through God's judgment, we find a revival. It is truly a wonderful thing. In the verses that we have, in the first 10 verses, we find a description of the judgment of God, God's wrath, God's judgment upon this people. The Bible says in verse number 1 that when the true God shows up, when God judges Egypt, that the false gods would fall to the ground. They would become void. They would become insignificant at the power and the might and the holiness and the glory of Almighty God. Isaiah prophesies in verse 2 of a civil war. He says in this passage of Scripture in verse number 2 that the Egyptians will be set against the Egyptians, that city against city, neighbor against neighbor, that they would be kingdom against kingdom. Their wisdom will fall, in verse 3, their wisdom would fall in the day of God's judgment. They would look to the occult for answers, but they would find none. They would have cruel leaders that would oppose them, harsh masters, in verse number 4, that would overtake them. In verse number 5 to verse 10, we see that the Nile River would dry up. The Nile River was a key part of Egypt's agriculture and economy. And we find that through the judgment of God that the Nile River would dry up. In verse 5, the Bible says the river would be wasted. It would dry up and the fishermen would mourn. Their way of life would be taken away. In verses 11 to 15, the Bible says, and we see the foolish counsel that's given to them, the world and their foolish ideas about life and death. And we see that Egypt is receiving this foolish counsel. In fact, in verse 12, the Bible says in verse 19, we find what true wisdom is all about. Verse 12, the Bible says, "Where are they? Where are thy wise men? Let them tell thee now, and let them know." Verse 12. What the Lord of hosts have purposed upon Egypt. True wisdom is knowing the purposes of God, fearing God and putting God first in your life. True wisdom isn't knowing all the facts and plans and strategies of the world, but true wisdom is knowing God and the purposes of God for our life. When we know the purpose of God and we follow that purpose, it leads us to blessing. It leads us to life. And yet we see that Egypt did not follow the purposes of God, that they followed this evil counsel. And because of that, in verse 14 of our text, the Bible says that they will err in every work. The reality is that when we have a wrong purpose in our life, it affects every area of our life. Everything we do will become misguided. And Egypt was guilty of this. God strikes Egypt in this passage of Scripture that the hand of God would be waved over this nation. And in verse 16, the Bible says that when God's mighty hand appears, that the people will fear. They will be afraid. In fact, in verse 17, look what the Bible says, that even Judah, an insignificant nation as far as military might in this particular time, even Judah will be a nation that is feared by Egypt. In other words, they will be stripped away. They'll have nothing left. That God would bring them to a point of insignificance. They would become a weak, defenseless nation. I mean, when we look at the history of Judah for thousands of years, Judah lay submissively in the shadow of the great Egyptian empire. And here in this passage of Scripture, the Lord will prophesy that God would judge Egypt, and through this judgment that Judah would become mightier than Egypt. The land of Judah would be a terror to this people. Now notice what the Bible says in verse 18. The Bible says, as we think of the context here, verse 18, "In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan and swear to the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the land. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and they shall send them a Savior, a great one, and he shall deliver them. And the Lord shall be known," look at this, "and the Lord shall be known to Egypt. And the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord and perform it. And the Lord shall smite Egypt, and he shall smite and heal it. And they shall return even to the Lord. And he shall be entreated of them and shall heal them. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptian shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at KitchenerBaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at KitchenerBaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
Even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, now notice this, this is incredible. Look what the Bible says. Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. I believe that in this passage of Scripture, we find the wonderful truth of God's redemptive work for every nation. God's redemptive work to all nations, to all people. What does God want to do in the hearts of the unsaved? Well, we know what the Bible says. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The heart of God is for their salvation. I hope you believe that today, that God cares, intimately cares about your co-workers. He cares about your sons and daughters. He cares about your family and your friends. Jesus cares. And the heart of the Lord Jesus, the heart of God, I believe is wonderfully laid out in this scripture. And I hope that you're listening here and you're paying attention and you get rid of all the distractions that may be around you, because I believe that in this passage of Scripture, we find the very heart of God for all nations, for all people. This is the heart of God. This is what God wants for everyone. Let's notice it together. Can we, number one, if you're taking notes, notice this. The Bible says here, we see the work of God to bring us to salvation. Number one is the work of God to bring us to salvation. Now, all of us have a testimony. All of us have a testimony. Our testimony is different from the point of how we've come to know Christ as our Savior. The events that have come into our life to bring us to that point of salvation. The reality is that the foundation of our testimony is obviously the same. We've seen God working in our life. God is at work in our life to bring us to this place of eternal life. Now let's notice what the Bible says in our text. It says, five cities in the land of Egypt shall speak the language of Canaan and swear to the Lord of hosts. There shall be a people in Egypt that will submit to Jehovah God. Verse 19. The Bible says that a place of worship would be established. A place of worship. They will worship the Lord there, the true God. They will cast down their idols and they will worship the true God. Salvation would come to this people. But how was it accomplished? What is the purpose of God? What is God's mighty hand doing in the lives of these people? We'll look at what the Bible says, verse 22. Don't miss it. Look what the scripture says, verse 22. And the Lord shall smite Egypt. He shall smite and heal it. Isn't that wonderful? You see, God used the judgment. God would smite this nation. God would take away all of the pillars in their life to bring them to a place where they would find true wisdom and true happiness and true meaning and true purpose. They would come to a place where they look to the true God. This is the heart of God. God wants us to look to Him. God is working in our life to bring us to a place where we will look to the true God. We will forsake our idolatry and find peace and help and salvation. You see, God's judgment was for the purpose of bringing them to a place of salvation. God says, I will smite them. And I will heal them. You know, I believe that God is working in the hearts of people today. The Bible says that God lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We all have been given light, opportunity. And I believe that God brings events into our life to smite our hearts. I believe that God brings events into our life both personally and also nationally to get our attention. I look over the last 40 years of my life and all the events that have taken place in our world, and I believe that's God knocking on the door of humanity saying, I am the true God. Would you look to me? Would you look to me and live? You see, the smiting of God shows us our helplessness and hopelessness. The smiting of God will draw us to Him. And we hear so many stories of Christians who would preach the gospel, who would put themselves in uncomfortable places to preach the gospel, and faithfully tell their loved ones or faithfully tell their co-workers about the Lord Jesus Christ. And after countless attempts and events that come into that person's life, God is at work. And finally, that person puts their faith and trust in Jesus. You see, God will smite to heal. Now, not all people that are smitten will turn to the Lord. But the heart of God is that they would. The heart of God is that they would turn to Him and be saved. I remember as a child hearing an evangelist preach on hell, and I remember as a child listening to what that evangelist was preaching about the reality and the torment of hell. And I remember going to bed that night and having a dream about hell. And God showed me the realities of hell. But as a 10-year-old boy, He also showed me that I deserved hell and that that was my destination if I didn't put my faith and trust in Jesus. And I woke up that night and I ran to my father's room and I said, Dad, I got to get saved. I got to put my faith and trust in Jesus. And I'll never forget it, folks. I remember kneeling by my bed that night at about 1 a.m. and I prayed and asked Jesus to be my Savior. Now, where did that dream come from about hell? It wasn't from the devil. It was the work of God to smite my heart, to bring me to a place where He could heal me. The Apostle Paul had the same circumstances in his life. He said, the Apostle Paul said, it was hard for him to kick against the pricks. It was hard for him to fight against the conviction of the Holy Spirit in his life. It wasn't impossible, as our Calvinists would say, but it was hard. The conviction of the Spirit of God was there, and the events that were taking place in his life was smiting his heart so that God could heal his heart. And I think one of the major events that took place in Paul's life was the stoning of Stephen, when they laid the clothes or the coat of Stephen at a young man named Saul at Paul's feet. And I think Paul saw that circumstance and said, I've never seen anyone die that way. I've never seen anyone with that much hope. I've never seen anyone with that much peace in their heart. And I don't know what he has, but I'm sure interested in what he has. And I've known old, dried up religion, but that is real. That is dynamic. And it convicted Saul's heart. And it smote him to bring him to a place of salvation. You know, I think there's some important fundamental truths that we have to look at when it comes to creation and understand the heart of God when it comes to salvation. First of all, let's think about this. Letter A, creation declares God's glory and power. And creation is available for everyone to see. All you have to do is go outside this afternoon and look at the wonderful sun shining and the creation of God. And the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, Romans 1:20 says that even though we did not see God create this world, we know and see his power. When we look at creation, we don't see an accident. Any thinking person does not see an accident. They see a creator. And the Bible says because of that, we are without excuse. God has given us light to show us that he is real and he is the creator of all. I believe this. Our receptive attitude toward God's light or God's truth is always rewarded with more light. I went to Bible college with a gentleman that was, he lived in the jungles of the Middle East or the Africa. I forget where he was, but I mean, he was in an isolated area. And one day he said, I walked outside and I looked up at creation. And I said, God, you have to be the creator of all. I don't know who you are, but I'd like to know. And God moved heaven and earth to get that man a missionary, so that he could hear the gospel. Because creation doesn't tell the whole story. But as we respond to the light that God gives, then God rewards us with more light. And that gentleman heard the gospel for the first time. He put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And he ended up in Toronto at Bible College, teaching and learning how to be a pastor. This is the work of God. Secondly, God's word or the word of God produces faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we hear the word of God, faith grows in our hearts. That's why it's always a good idea to tell our loved ones the word of God. It is quick and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thirdly, letter C, God uses Christians to preach the gospel. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16 in verse 15, the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Bible says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. The Bible says God is beseeching you through the messenger or the ambassador. And we are in Christ's stead. God is begging you. He's beseeching you. What is the message? Be reconciled with God. That is the message of the gospel. Be reconciled to God. We are to preach the gospel as believers. We are to lift up the Lord Jesus, and if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto himself. And so our task as believers is to lift up the cross, is to lift up Jesus. We see also the Holy Spirit, letter D, convicts our hearts. the Bible says, and when he has come, the Holy Spirit will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The Holy Spirit convicts this world of their sin and the judgment of that sin, and he points us to a Savior. He points us to the Lord Jesus. That's why the Bible says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.